So now it's break time.
You should reset the camera.
Yes, it's your turn. So, but we'll. I mean, though, actually, I need to do you while you're not talking on the microphone. That's been your killer recently for me.
Yes. I'm too much behind the microphone. Sure.
Well, by the time we get to you and me, the screen for you is a killer, so we can adapt this. It hasn't started yet. But. There you go. Start.
It's starting to creak.
Yeah. Though, if anyone wants another beverage or bathroom break, anything of the sort, now is a good time. We'll hop back in, but with a practice round, and I mean, I was talking to Dave about this, and I don't know if we're going to do movie bluff or build a title.
We have been favoring
build a title a little bit, and that's why I wanted to kind of put that out there a little bit.
Okay.
And Jake, I wanted you to weigh in as well, in terms of if you want to do, since you've been on before, if you want to do...
Both times I've been here, I've done movie bluff. And
yeah.
That's great. I like that.
Yeah, so we could do either.
I was telling Dan earlier, I will be equally awful at both, so I don't have a preference.
That's half the fun.
If Marco Polo is half as good as Amazon Zombieland spinoff, I'm gonna love it.
And it'll never be produced.
And that's I heard that, I was like, God, I really want that to be cool and historical, and it's not. I know it won't be. I'm really bummed about that.
Right.
But I mean, I think Netflix has been doing a really great job producing.
Yeah, I mean,
good
original
content. So.
House of Cards is awesome.
House of Cards, Orange is the New Black.
Well, and they seem to know how to produce the show that they're making.
Yeah,
Robin Wright got another golden, or not another, but she got a Golden Globe for her performance. So.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. So Netflix didn't really make a deep cut into Golden Globes this year, but she was the one winner of a Netflix-related project.
I mean, that they're making a cut at all is
right.
such a huge statement.
Yeah. I mean, even a nomination would technically be like, oh, hey, things are happening here. People are noticing what's going on, but...
To win, that's another thing entirely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, I think, though, something I didn't add for the episode is I think there is a 65 or 60-ish penetration into American homes for Netflix now. So people are noticing and
60-ish being on what type of scale? Percentage or?
Percentage.
Oh, okay.
60% minimum.
Wow.
So people are giving Netflix a try. I believe before it was somewhere around 50. So it made a nice leap with House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, renewal of House of Cards. They'll have new content soon. But so what do you think, Adam, for game? Or should we do magic coin flip? We could do either or.
We could flip a coin.
I have a dollar coin just for these type of occasions.
Oh, I have my not in that wallet, so
there is one perk of working at a bank. I do have a 1922 all silver dollar, which is
very nice. Yeah. Who wants the
producer Katie gets to do it.
Okay. Flip.
Depth perception.
Yay.
I don't have any, so I'm glad I didn't have to do that. Okay, so Jake, as Dave
don't lose
produced
that. That's my
the
only
coin,
dollar coin.
You will be calling.
I forgot.
Heads or tails.
You will be calling. What is it? It's Sacagawea or
there's an eagle. I think on the other side.
Yes. Actually, the dollar coins. Yeah, the new dollar coins produce my favorite sound when you flip them because it creates such a ring as it continues to spin. So, heads or tails.
Glad I had one on me.
I have an Abe Lincoln. I have a Rutherford B. Hayes.
I just spent a dollar coin today. I don't collect them. I unless it's a Sacagawea from 2000, then I keep them.
Why?
That was a starter for them.
That was the first. The Sacagawea is the first dollar coin.
Though you can use those for parking in Minneapolis for the machines. They take the dollar coins.
That is a lie, sir. I tried to use one of the president dollar coins the other day from 2007. I think it was Van Buren, possibly. I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway.
It was more a political statement than anything else.
I put it in there, and it just kept rolling right back out. I had to go park somewhere else. I was very frustrated.
The machine said okay, so I use a credit card anyway. But
yeah.
So, heads will be...
Sacagaweas.
Well, no, actually, we have to figure this out because, yeah. I mean, Jake, you can call heads or tails, but we need to have them actually...
Assigned something.
Assigned something, so...
Sacagaweas totally build a title.
Yeah.
No, what we're going to do is...
Because she built the way across America.
Of the two games, in your head, just pick a game at random. So if you get it correct, it's the game you thought of.
Mm-hmm.
If the outcome is negative, then it's the game you did not think of. Well, so
you have to state the game initially then, or that's else the
okay, no. Adam. No. Pick a positive and a negative.
No. You just pick a game. What game do you like playing?
I like Movie Bluff.
Okay. So then now call the coin. If you win the coin, it's Movie Bluff. If you lose the coin, it's the other one.
I was hoping for some sort of randomization, but we'll take it.
It is random.
It's already random.
All right. Fine.
What are you? Are you calling Eagles or Sacagaweas?
If it lands,
it's got to be in the air first, right?
Yeah. If it lands on the side, we're playing wide.
Sacagaweas. Nah, I think you got it probably.
It's Sacagaweas.
Right. Okay.
Uh-huh. Movie Bluff. All right.
Movie Bluff. It is.
Better.
Get those better.
Sacagawea.
Oh, all right.
Either way, doesn't matter.
Here it comes.
Okay, nice. So do you have paper?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So
it does produce a very pleasing ring. Mm. See if I can get this.
Yeah. No. Is it a crisp?
It's so nice.
Yeah.
Whoa! Oh, hey, sorry.
1922 is the larger one.
The two-face one? Yes. The one he scars up? Yes. Nice.
Are you or Adam playing?
But because
Adam,
it's all silver all the way through, it has a lower pitch.
Ooh! Really nice. It's like, kung.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Also, during this game, there are points, and there are nega points, and there are producer points.
Oh, I'm going to get hella nega points.
But then, say something especially witty or enjoyable, you get producer Katie points, which each producer Katie point is worth.
If I'm winning, it's through those points, probably.
But
that's about it.
Here's the coin.
Oh, the big coin.
Yeah, the big coin.
Wow. Sounded so nice.
Not even flipping it.
Yeah.
It's big. I like that. It's in my wallet usually, so I don't want to lose it.
So I'll...
Did you just say it's big? That's why I like it?
Yep. Yep. Fifth in the palm of my hand.
Your perception is biggest
out. Or I have a big hand.
I have Rachel Eaton's things here as well.
Oh, yeah. Those were on those
fell
behind the couch.
Those are from last year for sure.
For certain, because this is the second show that we've taped this year.
Well, and it says 2013 on the form.
That too. So we'll play a practice round of Movie Bluff to get into...
While I make my pretty scoreboard.
Yes.
Ooh, it's gonna be...
Into the spirit of things.
I'm going to call this game Movie Rough, because I'm going to do very bad. I'm very excited about it right now.
So what we need to do is everyone needs to come up with a buzz-in sound of sorts... That is vocal and a single syllable. Or Dave,
wow,
you got
that's
yours.
Mine.
That'll work.
That
yeah,
was nice.
That's mine.
So Jake, Adam, you have to come up with some sort of unique sound quip thing.
So the other night, Katie and I were watching.
It's too
Parks.
Long.
So the other night, Katie and I were watching Parks and Recreation on Hulu. And there was an ad for Ever Ready, the battery company.
Yeah.
And there was a montage where they were showing like this product is present in every aspect of your life. You need it every day in this scene and in this scene and in this scene.
Sure.
And for whatever reason, in many of the scenes,
all of the scenes,
there was also a cat.
Ooh, all right.
So,
do you know why there was a cat in every scene?
It's well, ever ready to kill that mouse.
No. The old ever ready batteries, the 9-volt batteries, has a cat that's jumping through the circle in the 9-volt.
That's true. Oh. Yep. And they even showed that logo in this commercial. So I commented to Katie. I said,
I'm right still, though. Even this.
You know what? If I was the ever ready company, I wouldn't make batteries. I'd make cats. So that's going to be my buzz-in sound.
Cats.
Okay.
I'm
going to go with zap. Zap. Ooh, nice.
Or is it too much like cats?
No.
Say Zap Brannigan instead.
That's too many syllables.
Oh, just say sex Lexia.
I'll just do the kiff.
Ooh, that could be
six. I feel like that could fade into the background really easily.
You could also maybe get called on when you didn't mean to.
It's true.
Yeah. Still you can just zap.
So just as a test, Adam,
are you playing?
I'm hosting.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes,
I will direct traffic, which we'll see.
You need one of those really long mics with the microphones that you can pass around.
But that's about the red thing.
There you go.
A Bob Barker mic.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ooh.
So Adam, your buzz in is
cats.
Dave. Jake.
Zap.
It works.
Yeah, that works.
We'll be fine.
It's a different starting consonant, so that's good enough.
Yeah. Mine's not even a word. So there you go. No one's going to confuse mine with cats or zap.
It's very sharp, which is good.
The fun of this game is you'll start saying other people's buzz in because you hear it too much. So it'll be fun.
Good luck, everybody.
Yeah. Clock. Wait, no. Click. All right.
Click.
Click. Click.
Can't do it that loud.
So the first one I will start off with is Home Alone cast. It's not your buzzing,
cats.
Adam.
Oh, shit. Buzzing.
Macaulay Culkin.
Movie. So name a Macaulay Culkin movie would be the buzzing. Dave.
Richie Rich.
Oh, nice.
Movie. So another Macaulay Culkin.
What was that one?
Oh, and sorry, before you answer, we do have... I want your viewpoint on this, because technically there's a trilogy rule.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there sequel rules?
Yeah.
I would say that there have been 4 Home Alones.
He's not been in all of them, though.
No, he hasn't been in all of them, but it is a brand that has continued on itself.
Yes.
So we try to keep at least 3 movies between sequel, trilogy capacity.
Got it. Yeah.
But you buzzed in.
I was going to say Home Alone 2.
So I'll open it up. The other thing we do is for every option that's put out there, there's 5 seconds to buzz in. So I will restart after Richie Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're a little rusty with this game.
Yes. So it's still Macaulay Culkin movie. Name it. So it's 1, 2. Dave.
Hedwig.
The Hedwig and...
Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Thank you. That helps. I will say movie one more time for Macaulay Culkin.
I got nothing.
Pagemaster.
Oh, that's right.
Dang it. I just bought that at Best Buy the other day for $5. I was so excited.
I had dreams for that where I could say Patrick Stewart and kind of build off of that. So Katie, you're not keeping score. Good. We don't want to do that now. We'll start with something else. We will start with Julia Stiles movie.
Cats.
Adam.
Born Identity.
Movie. Dave.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Cast. Dave.
Heath Ledger.
Movie.
Cats.
Adam.
The Dark Knight.
This is still practice, right?
Yes. Cast.
Cats.
Adam.
Christian Bale.
Cast.
Cats.
Adam.
Michael Caine.
Nice.
Movie.
Cats.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh, I came slightly before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cats. All right.
Inception.
Cat.
Inception. Cats.
Adam.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Movie.
Cats.
Adam.
500 Days of Summer.
Yeah, also you have 5 seconds to answer after you buzz in. So I'm going to actually impose the...
handicap.
4 second handicap.
Okay.
For you.
Wow.
Fair.
So 500 Days of Summer, I'm going to say cast.
Zooey Deschanel.
Movie.
Zap. Elf.
Oh, I'd also like to point out that TV shows are also allowed.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Sorry, mentioned that a while ago, but that's fair game as well. So Elf was Jake's answer, so I will say cast.
Zap.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna say Jake.
Will Ferrell.
Movie.
Zap.
Jake.
Talladega Nights.
Cast.
John Dave. C. Reilly.
Movie. Dave.
Chicago.
Cast. Dave.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Movie.
Cats.
By a hair, we go with Dave.
Okay.
Is it Entrapment?
Cast.
Michael,
go ahead.
Michael Caine.
And one and a.
And there's an introduction to another thing. Other players can call shenanigans. If you get it wrong, it's not up to me to call shenanigans upon you. So what happens is if somebody calls shenanigans successfully.
Flawless. Huh? I was thinking flawless.
No, you were close. It's actually Sean Connery.
That's what it is. There it is.
So, Adam actually steals the entrapment point away from you.
Fair enough.
For that.
Fair enough.
And then we would continue with Sean... entrapment casts of Sean Connery. And then...
Yeah.
No, it just runs over. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Round is dead.
We've reached a dead end.
Yeah, we spiked the ball.
All right.
So everything's making sense?
Yes.
So now would be a good time. I'm going to turn the timer back on, unless anyone needs to sneak out for a second and a half.